Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Matisics, and this is not the beginning of the debate yet, so you can relax, you can stop taking notes. We're just going to introduce ourselves because as we just discussed a minute or two ago, we realized we had never actually gotten around to having a formal moderator who would do these things, so we're going to moderate each other this evening. I'm going to take just 5 minutes to greet you and thank you for coming, to let you know who I am and what we have available. And then I'm going to give Mr. Donahue an equal amount of time, if he wishes to use that, to let you know about himself and where he's coming from and what he has available. He'll talk about his website, his local radio program, and so forth. And then when he is done with his introductory remarks, he'll nod to me. I will come up and then formally begin the debate by inviting him to come back to the podium and make his first 20-minute presentation. That will be followed by my first 20-minute presentation. He'll have a second 20-minute period in which to either continue his presentation or rebut my points. I'll have a 20-minute rebuttal, and then we're going to take a 5-minute break, and that'll just give people a chance to get a seventh inning stretch and get up. And there was supposed to be a water station here in this room, and I don't see one actually, but the room seems colder enough right now. I don't know if anyone's going to need sweating too much. But in any case, maybe, Peter, could you go to the front desk, please, and ask if they could follow through on that, just in case anybody wants it. We'll try not to make the discussion too dry, but still some people might need to rehydrate. So we'll set up a water station for that. And then I don't think you can. Can you get out that way? Okay, good. And then we'll come back for our final 20-minute segments, and then we each have a 10-minute closing. And again, the order throughout the evening will be that, apart from these introductory remarks, which I'm going first because I was the one that sort of started this idea of doing this together this evening, it'll be Mr. Donahue and then myself, and it'll alternate A, B throughout the rest of the presentation. I think we also decided, correct me if I'm suffering from lack of sleep and don't remember. I think we decided to end the debate because it is a work night and a school night. The formal debate, without questions and answers being an official part of it, but I expressed to Mr. Donahue that this is part of a tour that I'm doing of Alabama, as I'll explain in a minute. And I therefore am not rushing back to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where I just drove 15 hours to get here in time for this. Tonight, I will be staying here this evening and then continuing to Cullman tomorrow and Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, Pensacola, Florida, and then start to meander my way back home. And so I am happy to stay after the formal debate ends. It'll be a little after 9:30 since we didn't start right at 7 to allow for some traffic redirection. But if people would like to ask questions, I am available, and I think Mr. Donahue said he's available as well. And that is up to you. I mean, that is a purely unofficial part of the evening. If you need to leave at 9:40 or whenever we're done, you can certainly leave. But if people would like to ask questions, all we would ask is that you would stand up, speak very clearly, and if you're bashful about public speaking, you can certainly write your question out on a piece of paper, a 3x5 card, which I didn't have the foresight to provide in advance. I apologize, but you can pass it forward, and we can certainly do that. But I think we would probably both agree that if you want to ask a question of either of us, please use that as an opportunity to ask a question and not to share your testimony or preach a little sermon or something, because that will end up, I think, taking up too much time, and not that it might not be valuable to hear what you have to say, but it isn't what people are, in a sense, bargaining for in that Q&A period. So state your question in about 30 seconds and state who it's for, and then I think we'll give, what would be a fair time limit for the answer? 2 minutes? 1 minute? What do you, I'm...
Now, I was thinking we were just going to do it informally afterwards, 101.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But if we want, I'm afraid it's going to be late for people.
Yes.
If they want to do that, you know, I would prefer that their questions be written and maybe Tommy read them, and then we get
That's fine.
1 minute to respond.
That's fine. 1 minute to respond, and maybe the other person, if we wish to. In other words, you give a response, and I would have 1 minute to rebut your response, and then a question for me, and we'll just alternate that way. But why don't we ask for a show of hands at our two closes, see if people want to do that formally. If they don't, then they can just come up to us, as you said, just chat informally with us and just one-on-one Q&As afterwards. That way we're not keeping people. But even if we do it as a group, we're still not keeping people. You can go when you need to go. Okay? All right, let me just take a couple of minutes then, and as I say, introduce myself. My name is Jerry Matatix. I live, as I mentioned, in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, that's already one strike against me, I suppose, here in the deep south. But I want you to know I'm a Southern. I was born in Harlingen, Texas, which is down near the Rio Grande. My dad was at an Air Force base there. So actually, you guys are actually Yankees compared to, relative to me. I'm not even sure that Huntsville is south of the Mason-Dixon line. Is it? I guess it is. Okay. But I'm very grateful to be back here.
But you talk like a Yankee. That's the problem.
I apologize. So that's two strikes against me. I live in Yankee territory, and I talk like a Yankee, so I apologize. I didn't bring my carpet bag with me, though, so... You know, it reminds me that this is just coming unbidden to me. I'll take a moment. I remember reading about a man who was walking in front of a home in a nice southern genteel town like Huntsville, and all of a sudden he saw a dog break loose from its leash and attack a paper boy that was walking by. And the man jumped on the dog and wrestled it off the boy. And a lady happened to see this, a passerby, and she said, "Oh, I'm a reporter for the local paper. I want to write this up. Can I get your name?" and so forth. And she said, "I can see it now, big headline, 'Local Man Saves Boy.'" And he said, "Well, ma'am, I'm not local." And she said, "Well, that's okay. You know, even if you're from out of town or whatever, I'll modify it. We could say something like, you know, 'Stranger does, you know, noble deed.'" And he says, "But, you know, I'm not even from anywhere else in this state. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts," something like that. And he had wrestled the dog off and actually had to, you know, break the dog's neck to save the child's life. And at that point, her lip curled and she said, "Well, then the headline will say, 'Yankee slays family pet,'" or something like that. I hope that we can approach each other this evening with a true supernatural sense of charity for one another, even though, as you're already aware, because this is a debate, we're coming from different perspectives on this all-important issue. I simply want to say that I understand both positions. I don't need to question the intelligence or sincerity of someone holding Mr. Donahue's position on this issue of sola scriptura, because I held it myself for 14 years as an evangelical Protestant. I held the same views that Mr. Donahue did as someone who believed that the Bible is the only rule of faith and practice, and I, as I say, can truly empathize with where someone is coming from. So I hope that I will be, whether you agree or disagree with me by the end of the evening, fair and understanding of the other position, and I hope that you will accord me likewise the same thing. Now, this is part, as I said, of a speaking tour that begins tonight for me here in Alabama. I am going to be speaking just informally, privately with some people tomorrow in Cullman, but I will be speaking publicly in Birmingham. I will be doing an all-day seminar. And if you want more information about that, I have some flyers about that. I could give you one, or you can go to my website. I'm not as well prepared as Mr. Donahue in terms of having some audio visuals here, but you can go to my name. My name is back on those tapes back there. Just write that down, how to spell it. Just go to www.jerrymatatix.org and you can click on the upcoming several days dates and you'll see all the information about my seminar in Birmingham, which isn't too far away, about an hour and a half drive from here. I have one in Montgomery on Sunday. I'll be speaking Monday night in Mobile and then Tuesday in Pensacola and then, as I say, heading my way back home. One more thing I wanted to mention before I turn it over to Mr. Donahue. And that is that there are some materials on the back table there that might help you get into more detail about this particular issue and some other issues. Let me mention that there's a little booklet here that is very fair, very no name calling, no kind of prejudicial rhetoric. I think it's very straightforward and accurate and impartial from my perspective, someone who's held both views. It's called Scripture Alone by Joel Peters, 21 Reasons to Reject Sola Scriptura. And you might want to pick up a copy of this, again, whether you're Catholic or non-Catholic, just to study this issue further. I think it's important that we truly understand both sides to make an informed decision. And this would be, in my estimation, a very able presentation of the Catholic position from someone who understands both sides as I do. This little booklet is back there on the table available for you. There is also There are also some other booklets on some other often misunderstood aspects of the Catholic faith. There are these little Q&A booklets, and they're just a short question and an answer. One on the Bible, which deals with the issue of Bible and tradition, I would recommend in conjunction with this one. There are ones on what Catholics believe about the Virgin Mary. Do Catholics worship statues? This one is all about that. One on the Eucharist. There are different colors, some of them the true church, purgatory, indulgences, marriage, the Catholic teaching on marriage, hell. There are different colors. I don't think there's any, it's purely accidental that these are all red, purgatory, marriage, and hell. I don't think there's any subliminal message there. But you might want to pick these up again to better understand why Catholics believe there's a biblical basis for what they believe. There's a larger book called Tradition and the Church that you might see. And then there's finally this little book, Where We Got the Bible, Our Debt to the Catholic Church, by a man, again, who held both positions, a Protestant who converted to Catholicism, Henry Graham. And so you might want to look at that. There is one little thing I did want to say before I turn it over to Patrick Donahue, and that is on the left of the table as you go back there. Oh, there are some CDs, audio CDs, some audio cassettes, some DVDs, and other materials there you can simply browse. I won't take any more time describing them. But if you would like to get a copy of tonight's proceedings, for which I'm very indebted to Mr. Donahue, when I discovered that my equipment didn't have all that that it had promised to have, he is going to supply me with a it'll be an MP3 file format. You are able to get it from his website, which we'll be telling you about. I hope to put it on mine as well. But if you would like to get other information from me through the mail or by email, or know the next time I'll be in this area, please fill out one of these registration forms on the left. Just give me a way of contacting you, a phone number, an email address, postal address, whatever you prefer. There's no charge for tonight, so disregard all that. I use this form for other seminars, but just disregard that. Just give me your contact information at the top. And to contact me, please take both of these letters that are there on the back table. Just take one of each, and they'll tell you a little bit about what I do on my travels. This talks about a talk I gave at Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina, and about a study center that I have open where you can come. Again, whether you're Catholic or non-Catholic, if you want to study something in more detail. All that I need to say at this time. So again, thank you for your patience listening to me. And I think this was actually yours. Was this yours up here or was this mine? Sure. I didn't want to take it. Okay. So I'm going to let Patrick Donahue now come up and introduce himself to you, and then I will, if you'll just step aside for a moment when you're done with that, I will come up and formally invite him to begin his presentation.
I wanted to tell everybody, just like Jerry did, thank you for coming. As you see, Jerry is a very friendly person, so we're going to try to keep this on a friendly basis. There's no reason for a debate not to be friendly. This is a Bible study. It's not a debating skills contest. If it were, Jerry would beat me hands down. There's no winner or loser in a debate, really. As I like to say before a debate, if you were to go have a one-on-one Bible study, say with a non-Christian, when you come home, your wife doesn't ask you who won the Bible study. That would be ludicrous, okay? So all this is a Bible study. There's no winner or loser. We're just allowing you to hear both sides and you to make your own determination of who's really following what the Word of God says. Now, Jerry and I may press our points in this debate. We may press them, but rest assured, we're friends. We're not enemies. We obviously believe our difference on this subject is important, or we wouldn't be debating tonight. But it is a doctrinal difference. It's not a personal attack. You mentioned about my website. If you want to jot that down, www.BibleDebates.info. Available for download there. You can get debate charts from maybe a dozen different subjects, including my debate charts I'm using tonight on Sola Scriptura. You can get the audio of over 35 different debates I've had in the past, including one on Sola Scriptura I've had, but many other topics, other Bible material you can download there. And in 2 or 3 days, I hope to have the audio, if it works out right, for this debate there for you to download. If you don't have fast internet, see me and I'll try to send you a CD. Give me your address. Proverbs 18:17 reads, "He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him." Now that's the benefit of having a debate. Instead of just hearing a one-sided sermon, which we need one-sided sermon, we're supposed to do that, but you get to in a debate, you get to hear both sides and make your own determination. Now, why do I do this? And why does Jerry do this? We do it out of love for people's souls and love for the truth. That's the only reason we do it. I know, that's the reason I do it. And I know that Jerry, he wouldn't be doing this unless he loved my soul. You see, he thinks I'm wrong. He wants to try to correct me. That's not a negative thing. That's not a bad thing. A lot of people think of it that way. But he's doing it because he loves me. He doesn't want to see me lost. I'm doing it for the same reason. And it's not just him and me. We're doing it for anybody we can come into contact with. So that's the reason we're doing this. And again, I want to thank you very much for coming.
Mention about your radio program, too.
Well, a lot of people probably couldn't hear it, but I do have a radio program, and Tommy helps with it, on WEUP, Sunday mornings from 8 to 8:30, 1600 on the AM dial. You can call in and ask Bible questions live on the air and get Bible answers. And so if you want to listen to that, it's actually the first Sunday, somebody else has got it, but we've got it the second, third, fourth, and fifth Sunday mornings. So if you can hear that, we appreciate you listening.
Does it come over the internet?
No. We have stuff that advanced.
8:30
Sunday mornings, you call in, you're live on the air, asking Bible questions. You can pick it up on 1600 laying down, but also 1700. You can pick it up from some places you can't hear it on 1600. You turn over to 7. It's better at my house, and I'm in Harvest, on 1700. If you're downtown Huntsville, it's probably better on 1600.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm going to ask Patrick to come back up here in just a second to begin his formal presentation. I think for people who are used to in their Protestant church or in their Catholic church service or a Catholic event that are used to seeing something begin with a prayer, they're going to feel a little bit sort of that something is missing, something essential is missing here in this debate. The tragedy is because people who both profess to be Christians do not see eye to eye on this issue, do not feel that they are in the same body of Christ, because the Apostle Paul says that that body in Ephesians 4 is one body with one Lord and one faith. And clearly Protestants and Catholics have a divided faith on this as on many other issues. In the light of that, it is not appropriate, the Catholic Church has always taught, I don't frankly know, I assume the same would be true on your part, it wouldn't be appropriate for an event like this for us to be united in an opening prayer. And so we're simply going to encourage you, of course, we both believe in prayer, that you will be praying and approaching what we're now about to do in a spirit of prayer yourselves. But there's no sort of one ecumenical, non-denominational prayer that could be offered right now that would be equally acceptable to the member of the Catholic Church and the member of the, of let's say, the Church of Christ or some other non-Catholic body. So we will not have that at this time. But again, I appeal to you. Speaking to you as someone who truly considers himself to be a born-again, Bible-believing Christian who believes that we can do nothing apart from me, our Lord Jesus Christ said in St. John's Gospel, chapter 15, you can do nothing. And so certainly we will be approaching what we're doing this evening in a spirit of prayer, and we appeal to you to pray as well, that God will give you the grace to open your eyes, to see His truth and follow it wherever it leads. Without any further ado, then, I'm going to ask Mr. Patrick Donahue to come up and make his opening 20-minute presentation.
Tommy's going to be keeping my time. Do you want him to keep your time?